Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode in this BISA mini-series, helping educational suppliers prepare for a no-deal Brexit. The topic of this episode is preparedness, which is a little vague because that's what the theme of this entire series has been. So let me be more specific about what this episode is about. In the last three episodes, you've had a lot of information thrown at you as we've gone into detail on the different topics that will affect educational suppliers in the event of a no-deal Brexit. There's been a lot crammed into every episode, and we don't want the key takeaways to be lost among all the information. I thought it would be worthwhile to summarise the essential actions to take, the recommended sources to consult, and the key things to consider. So that's what we're going to do in this episode. I'm going to go through them in the order we did the podcast topics, starting with the movement of goods. After Brexit, the movement of goods will be governed by the World Trade Organization's General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, or GATT for short. Under GATT, the UK will be subject to tariffs when trading goods in and out of the EU for the first time in 46 years. Different categories of good face different tariffs. To view the tariffs your businesses will face, you can search these online by searching for the Trade Tariff Search tool. You will need an EORI number or an Economic Operator Registration Identification number to continue trading into the EU. This is essential. Without it, you won't be able to export to the Union. VAT-registered businesses will automatically be issued with an EORI number in the coming weeks. Smaller businesses below the VAT threshold will need to register for one online at www.gov.uk/EORI. When importing goods from the EU, we recommend you register for transitional simplified procedures, which will save time and costly customs checks at the border. You can register for transitional simplified procedures online. To combat delays at the border, which are expected to be very long, we recommend using customs brokers, freight forwarders, or logistics planners. It is also worth seriously considering if you can bring your supply chain within the UK. The final way educational suppliers who trade in goods can prepare for a no deal is by contracting in sterling rather than euros when trading with an EU company. This will protect your business against any falls in the pound that occur between the time of contracting and the time of the delivery of the goods agreed for under the contract. Now, let's take a look at the key takeaways for traders of services. If Britain leaves the EU without a deal, trade in services will be governed by the WTO's General Agreement on Trade in Services, or GATS. Individual countries are free to choose the degree to which they commit to liberalising access to industries such as the education sector, and they can decide the tariffs they set. GATS has five categories of education service that can be subject to trade liberalisation measures, but only three of them are relevant to BISA members. These are primary, secondary, and adult education. Unfortunately, relatively few WTO members have made trade liberalisation commitments in the education sector. Of the 163 WTO members, only 44 have made commitments to liberalise market access for education services. The majority of countries that have committed to the trade liberalisation of education services are either European or Southeast Asian. Major markets such as the UAE and the US have not liberalised trade in education services, so it might be worth considering a short-term pivot to Asian and European markets. You can check each country's education commitments under the World Trade Organization's rules online. However, it is worth stating that according to the World Bank's database, 72% of countries prohibit market access for educational suppliers to primary education services, and 69% of countries prohibit market access for educational suppliers to secondary schools. Next, let's look at the things of note for companies that control and process data. In 2018, the European Union's GDPR, or General Data Protection Regulation, was enforced to ensure personal data is protected and regulated. The GDPR restricts the transfer of personal data to countries outside the European Economic Area, where the receiver of the data is a separate organisation or individual. After a no-deal Brexit, the transfer of personal data from organisations within the EU to different organisations in the UK may be restricted unless the EU is satisfied that adequate data protection legislation has been implemented. To be clear, GDPR would only restrict the transfer of personal data from the European Economic Area, which includes the 28 EU member states, plus Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein, to the UK when the receiver of this data is a separate organisation or individual. Businesses transferring data from their office in the UK to their office in the European Economic Area would therefore be fine, because this would not be a separate organisation. It would just be another office of your company. Restrictions on the movement of data from the European Economic Area to the UK will only apply to what are called intended transfers of data. An intended transfer of data is when there is an intention that the personal data will be accessed or manipulated in the non-EU country, data passing through a UK server without being accessed or manipulated is fine. In the short term at least, it is very unlikely that the EU will grant the UK an adequacy decision which would allow businesses to continue exporting and importing data as they are currently. In such a scenario, this means that UK educational suppliers will have to abide by one of three alternative methods by which restricted transfers from the EU into the UK can take place. The easiest of the three is to enter into a contract incorporating one of two standard data protection clauses that have been approved by the European Commission. You can access these on the European Commission's website. These data protection clauses must be used in their entirety and without amendment. So the best thing to do is to go onto the European Commission's website and copy and paste them. If you are a multinational company, you and the receiver can sign up to a group document called Binding Corporate Rules, which allow you to make restricted data transfers. A number of in-depth guides to binding corporate rules can be found online. The final way to make a restricted transfer, though this is of less relevant to educational suppliers, is where the exchange happens between two public authorities. As long as the contract entered into is legally binding, enforceable, and contains rights or remedies for individuals whose personal data is transferred, it will be deemed acceptable. The transfer of personal data from the UK into the EU member states is regulated by the UK government, who have announced that UK businesses can continue to export data to the European Economic Area, the EU, and the 13 countries that have been granted adequacy decisions without the need to take any further preparatory measures. And that's it. Those are the key actions, recommendations, and takeaways for educational suppliers in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Take these on board and you will find yourself well prepared for everything coming up in the near future. In the final episode of this series, I'll be sharing with you the 10 recommendations BISA is making on behalf of its members and educational suppliers more generally to the Department for International Trade to consider in future trade and service agreements negotiations. Thanks a lot for listening.